You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Rices Cubanos was founded in 2003 by Romé Edamano, his wife Maria, and their son Hugo. Today, Hugo is president of the company, and Montero is the executive vice president. It's the Honduran operation that rolls some of the Illusion cigars, many Alec Bradley lines, and a variety of private labels. Now, the company wants to be better known to the end consumer, and has launched four new cigars bearing its own name. Each one is made with Honduran tobaccos, so these are all Honduran puros. That means the wrapper, filler, and binder are all from Honduras. They range in an intended power from somewhat mild to somewhat strong. All the cigars are rolled with two binders and wrappers grown in Trojas.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Hey guys, welcome to the Smokes episode where everything in life is worth the... You know, words are hard today.
Yep.
Everything
already
good in life is worth discussing. Why do we say this? I don't know. So I'd like to introduce my co-host to you. I got good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos.
Hey, hey.
Next to him, I got good old boy Richie.
Here I am.
And then we got Mike back from the jail, right? Looks like you're pulling up the rear today. Didn't have anything better to do. Only so many Matlock episodes to watch.
Well, you know, I think you have to have a goal. And I think that Matlock is a poorly misunderstood program.
It is. Our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that's smoked. And as for this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Rices Cubanos and possibly choices for golfing attire.
Oh,
I
don't know. Not even
I probably didn't say that right.
Rices,
Rices Cubanos?
Rices.
Rices. Okay. And yes, we're going to go over.
I said it right.
Yeah. You think you said it right. Yeah. We're going to go over the construction of these cigars and then give them.
Watched your video talking to him, and that is how he said his his brand name.
You know what? That's not fair. That's not fair.
What, using your own video against you?
Maybe I forgot. Maybe I forgot.
Really?
I did 41 interviews in 3 days.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
And you can go back and watch the tape.
Roll that beautiful bean
like
footage.
Mike did.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be rating these cigars from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best. Benjamin's going to give us an example. Go ahead and pick our example for ratings today, Benjamin.
Yeah, so we'll be smoking and discussing the cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. Here's one of those examples. 3. I'd smoke this again.
I knew he'd pick 3.
All right. If you are a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you, boo. We got you covered in our Cigars One-on-One episodes, where all of this cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101, and that episode should pop right on up, and follow the link in our show notes.
Do you think we should have like a warm-up, you maybe. Know, episode where we maybe. Can all read words on a page?
Maybe we should just read.
I don't know if I'm right there. I can't do that.
Or maybe we should just do a read-through, you know, like actors.
We had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off our notes. We recorded at the time. Some of us will be using the Barger dartboard methodology, where we might recall some of that information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
Listen, so, you guys think that that's a bad thing.
Okay. One-eyed dartboard method.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, let me cover my good eye.
Listen, if you got two eyes, there's two dartboards.
You know what? If you made that a video, it still would not be correct. Yeah, so... Well, I get to read the background on Ricey's Cabanos because I can handle all the big words and the most likely candidate not to be pharmaceutically enhanced at the moment.
That's debatable.
Why is everyone looking at you?
I resemble that remark.
If you smoke cigars for a long time and study the names of the factories behind the brands, you've likely come across the name Ricey's Cabanos. Ricey's Cabanos was founded in 2003 by Romay Edamano. I'm probably... Hose that, his wife Maria, I didn't get wrong, and their son Hugo. Today, Hugo is president of the company, and Montero is the executive vice president. It's the Honduran operation that rolls some of the Illusion cigars, many Alec Bradley lines, and a variety of private labels. Now, the company wants to be better known to the end consumer and has launched four new cigars bearing its own name. Each one is made with Honduran tobaccos, so these are all Honduran Puros. That means the wrapper, filler, and binder are all from Honduras. They range in an intended power from somewhat mild to somewhat strong. All the cigars are rolled with two binders and wrappers grown in Trojas.
I didn't think any of these were strong.
Yeah. Honduras. To work on this expansion and transformation, Ricey's brought on Ralph Montero, who used to be Alan Rubin's right-hand man at Alec Bradley Cigars. Ricey's Cabanos had a line before called Ricey's Cabanos 1941, which was distributed by Alec Bradley when it was owned by the Rubin family. But
good thing they dropped the 1941.
That brand was only sold for a year or so. So if you saw it then, good luck. And so... but it was never their main focus of their business. And so that brings us to our first cigar in the lineup, which Rich is going to introduce for us.
Yeah. So Raíces Cubanas Clásico is blended to be the mildest of the new cigars, made from an all Honduran blend. Though Clásico leads towards mild to medium strength, it doesn't shy away from delivering a richly satisfying flavor profile. Each puff greets the palate with smooth, creamy notes, balanced by subtle sweetness that lingers. Hints of toasted nuts and whispers of spice create a refined complexity.
How many marketing meetings does it take to actually decide that you're going to use the word whisper? Yeah, whisper. It's like, no, it's just a little bit. No, it's like a whisper.
I'm just waiting for someone.
Like miunto.
I'm just waiting for someone to sample George Carlin and be like, the thing flams.
There you go.
Flams and smokes.
Can't we just have a normal marketing meeting where we just make up words that That's actually right. are completely meaningless? Yes. At the end of the day.
Perfect. So, they described this as a mild medium blend.
Who did?
Well, I guess the company that made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hence they.
Or they.
Who? What do you mean they?
The wrapper is from the Trojas region of Honduras over a binder from the... Okay.
Did you say Trojas?
Hamastron Valley in Honduras. Four fillers inside, each of which come from one of those two growing regions.
Yeah, words are hard, aren't they, Rich?
But, you know...
Yeah, make fun of me more.
I'm getting there.
That's so cool.
I'm getting better.
I can do that.
Yeah. Shut up, Richard.
right. Shut up, Richard.
Benjamin, what you got for us? Or do you guys want to talk about this Clásico and how mild and medium it was?
Yeah. Well, I actually wrote down the word very mild. Smoke, yes. So, I mean, there you go. Right off
I
the bat.
I thought that this, yeah, it was very much on the mild side. But it had good flavor. The first third for me was pretty good. It kind of trailed off and got that little dirt taste towards the end, though, for me.
So for this one was one of those where I'm glad that I was in the activity that I was in while I was smoking the cigar, right? So this is the one that I took out on the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say you were using the restroom.
Yeah. That's wild.
Oh. So you were scuba diving.
Yeah, I didn't. underwater basket weaving while I was enjoying the Gracias Cubanas Clásico. But it's one of those things where it's not always the cigar that creates that experience. And so while this may have been very, very mild, right? I think this is a beginner's cigar, right? This is something that you could introduce somebody to cigars with.
Sure.
And it not be offensive and be something that was enjoyable. Being on the golf course and smoking that cigar while playing golf or out in the yard, you know, doing chores or something like that, I think it's a great pairing.
It's a good chore and stick.
Yeah, 100%.
Dog walker.
That's it.
Yeah. No, I thought it had, like, I liked the flavor, but it wasn't like, I'm not just going to rush out and buy these.
Oh, no.
You know, but it was, yeah, for what it was worth, it was a good
stick. Not knocking anybody down with any complexities. Yeah, no, for sure. It's pretty straightforward.
For sure. Well, what do we got for a rating here? We got a 3. Where's the sound effect, Mike?
I'm getting there.
Yep. Come on now.
Sound effects are hard.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Everything's hard today. Everything's hard. But hey, we're going to be right back after these few messages. After these messages, we'll be right back. Remember that from our childhood?
Yeah, 100%. Was that helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back, sports fans. Oh, wait, wrong podcast. We're going to talk. We just got done talking about the Gracias Cubanas Clásico. We gave it a smokes rating of 3 for those that didn't hear. And up next, Benjamin is going to talk some more. Tell us something, Benjamin.
Yeah, on the stronger side are the Gracias Cubanas Liga de Reyes and the C5 Black. Liga de Reyes is made with mostly Honduran tobaccos, but one of the binder leaves is from Esteli, Nicaragua. A blend truly fit for kings, crafted with sophistication, this cigar offers a complex medley of flavors born from a masterful combination of 7 distinct tobaccos. Each variety was meticulously chosen to harmonize perfectly, delivering a rich, layered experience that evolves with every draw, from the first light to the final note. Wrapper is Trojes Honduras. Binder is Yamastron Valley and Nicaragua Esteli. And then the filler is also from Honduras, the Yamastron and Trojas regions. This one was a little bit of a letdown for me just because the...
Really?
Well, so the shade of the wrapper, right, in that darkness, I was looking for something that was a little bit more punchy. Right, okay. And then you see that it has a little bit of that Esteli tobacco in it.
Okay.
And so you're looking for some of this earthy tones, a little bit more strength, but I found it to be a lot more medium, maybe medium plus. Still some of those like dark shade tasting notes, some pepper on it. The retrohale was actually pretty nice.
So before we talk a little bit more about this one, I want to let you guys know a little secret. So they sent me 2 sizes of these things. Everyone got different sizes.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
the plot thickens.
I know.
So intriguing. 2 people got the Perfecto Torpedo of the Liga del Rey.
The C5, yeah.
The C5. And 2 people got Robustos. So who got Robustos?
I don't remember.
I think I got the Robustos.
So you 2 got the Robustos, yep. And we got the Perfecto Torpedos.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So what you're talking about, And this is goes into play with how size, different variations tastes different.
Oh.
You know, my favorite size. What's my favorite size, Mike?
Petite.
Petite Lancero. That's right. That's right.
The pause right there is perfect.
With a cherry.
It has the best flavor. So you guys got the Robusto, and your thoughts on the Robusto were?
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought it was going to have a little bit more meat on the bone, if you will. I thought it was going to have a little more heft to it, and just found it to be, you know, a lot of those darker shade flavor profiles, right? Like the black coffee's there. There's some, you know, like cocoa on it.
Yeah,
a little bit of, you know, black pepper.
But
not the real weight that I was thinking that it was going to have.
So that's funny because everything that you didn't have, I had in that cigar.
What are you trying to say? You're better than me or something?
No. I'm trying to say I'm going to give you one of the Perfectos to smoke after.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, that was an interesting thing that happened. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's going to get randomized here.
Well, that's why I was looking at him with a bit of a puzzled, because I was like,
right.
Well, this does not echo
because
my
that
notes.
Absolutely was this. This is my favorite cigar in the lineup.
Exactly. In fact, I was going to lead off by saying this was my favorite, you know, out of the lineup. In fact, this is
twins.
The only time that I wrote the word complex was on this cigar.
Now, put this in the show notes. This is the first time me and Mike have ever had the same opinion.
Wow.
Hot dog.
That's big.
Write it down.
I don't think there's enough sanitizer to get through this. So
that's funny because I had I mean almost word verbatim, I had the same opinion as Ben. I mean, because I was waiting for like this real complexity with that these punch. these seven layers and all that. And I felt that, you know, I thought it was blended well and I thought it tasted okay, but it really wasn't that much bolder than the Classico to me. It was just kind of, you know, blah on that. In that note,
well, here's the rest of my notes. Beyond just complex, I wrote down very nutty with like some black walnuts kind of leading the way. This is not a blend that has harmony. It's like three siblings fighting over the last popsicle.
Yeah.
So, you know, mine, no, yours, mine.
Yeah. Well, Mike has a family of 16. So,
I actually paired this with a cocktail. It was an old fashioned that I made with Davis County bourbon. But the drink completely overshadowed the cigar. So, it was complex in that it had a lot of these individual things that were going on, but they just were not working harmoniously.
So this is, to me, this would have been like a cigar you smoke alone, like no pairing.
So nobody can hear the screaming.
No, no, but like you're talking about
kind of years away from the wrapper.
Like what you just said is your bourbon overshadowed that cigar.
It's because I make great old fashioned.
No, I disagree with that statement. However, that's another conversation. But you know what I mean? Like your punchy bourbon really overshadowed and your flavor got lost, you know, in your cigar.
It happens.
It does happen. But like I thought this cigar, I didn't actually pair anything with this cigar. I mean, I started smoking it and was like, you know what? This is pretty good. I'm just going to sit here with it. And I stayed with it and it was, that's what made it my.
So did you ever find that harmony with, you know, the binder and filler, or
did it
feel like it was fighting?
No, about halfway through, you know, you really, once it starts to heat up and then you let it sit for a minute and then you pick it back up, it just starts to blend.
Rich doesn't know how to do that. Yeah. He just smokes them till they
just pops them like a train.
Once they canoe, then they're just all done.
Yeah.
If it doesn't smoke fast enough, I'm eating it.
Yeah. That's right. I've seen him do this. It's fun.
I think, bro, what we should give as a gift to Rich is actually a cigar metronome. It's like tick, tick, puff, tick, 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 puff.
But no,
tick,
I think tick. This was a like very beautiful. I think this was a very beautifully blended cigar, and I enjoyed it. And it was probably my top.
Hmm.
What do we got for it? Looks like we're giving it threes.
Yeah.
Well, just as you guys know, everything good in life is worth discussing. Ha, I said it this time.
Ding, ding.
Even. Wow.
Amazing.
Even.
After 5 years, he finally figured out our motto.
Even good golf attire.
To say on the tattoo.
Yeah. Some of us play golf together, you know, and my declarations are very much always, I'm about to figure out how to hit my new driver. But on a recent outing, Benjamin broke out some new shoes, and boy, they fancy. Boy, they fancy. Oh, his declaration was, these are some of the top-rated shoes. And how did that translate to improving your score, Benjamin? I mean, give me another minute and look, tell me about it.
I used to have someone tell me in my idol, it's got to be in you, not on you. Right? So, obviously, the shoes didn't help. But at the same time, they you look hurt. Good, you feel good. Right? And so, mental game.
Are they helping you have more fun playing?
All the time.
I was making fun of him the whole time.
More fun for you, Mike.
What's great is you don't trip over the laces.
They're also not new. Had them for a while.
Okay.
I wear them semi-often when I play golf. Right?
Do you wear them when you don't play golf?
And Mike is just upset that he doesn't have the fashion sense.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah, his foot joys are probably from 2008.
Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. He got them right after law school.
I don't think he's ever changed the laces up.
Yeah, they're same. In fact, he hot glued the laces together.
Yeah. They don't even make the golf shirt that he was wearing anymore.
No. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, guys. We love to talk about golf, and we're going to talk about golf while you guys listen to some commercials. And you don't have to hear us anymore.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, welcome back, folks. And I'm going to tell you that I'm holding a shoe in my hand.
I have to say, those remind me of some wallpaper we found behind.
You know, I think I had this wallpaper.
Why don't you tell everybody what we're doing today?
Benjamin got some, had the shoes. Mike didn't realize that he had the golf shoes. We organized a golf outing, which I actually couldn't make.
I bailed on it.
And then, Benjamin broke out these fancy shoes. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, do you remember that wallpaper in your grandma's hallway right before it transitioned to wood paneling?
That is such a good example.
It transitioned to wood paneling in the kitchen.
It's almost like a Hawaiian shirt vibe to it.
But what's funny about it is it's almost like a croc.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of
but it's like rubber and there's no laces.
They're always in sport mode.
Oh, hands down, sport mode. Yeah. Like, for sure.
They just feel
like something that, like the dishwasher at the Mexican restaurant's going to wear because he's going out after date.
Were you giving count? How many drives did you top on the front nine? It was five.
I didn't keep count. I was the only one that put legit birdies on the card that day.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed that.
He did like, do that.
Legal guaranteed birdies. That.
I had one.
Yeah. Almost drove the green.
Ooh.
On a par four.
Right. Was it the shoes?
100%.
Well, we're going to play next week. We're going to play next week, and I'm not bailing.
What are you even talking about? Yeah, it was the shoes.
Maybe these guys will all bail on me, and I'll go play with myself.
Yeah. And also,
do you know what this sounds? Is that familiar to you? That's like a call home.
We call those Poseidon's offering.
From the absolute legitimate website, top5best.com.
Well, so that was the other part of the conversation, because when I asked...
golf shoes are rated number one.
So I started
according
off,
to top5best.com.
I asked, for washing dishes or golfing? What part of Goodwill did you find these shoes at?
Factory direct, brother.
Which Goodwill?
And then he tore the back. He's like,
and how many people did you have to fight over
golf shoes? Who rates golf shoes? I mean, where do you put that on your resume? I rate golf shoes. I mean, seriously.
I just wish that you had the 50s wallpaper golf bag to go with them.
Hey, Christmas is coming up.
I'm telling you.
Well, we will definitely have a picture of these golf shoes available on our episode.
It will be the border of this episode.
Yes. If you seriously, just take a swatch of grandmother's wallpaper. It looks exactly the same.
It was fashioned after the couch.
Yeah, that's fine.
A wagon wheel.
Yeah.
The couch with the plastic covering.
They used to put rice bags with stuff on them back in the Depression, right? That you would make into dresses.
Yeah. You think that's where it came from?
Absolutely.
I hope you record your, to have like a whole section of your games with the shoes and without the shoes to see exactly, which is the better influence.
Now, do these help you out at X Golf?
But I did volunteer to hold up a bed sheet all day long, because if I had stood 20 feet in front of him, he still would have topped it all day long and not hit the bed sheet. Yeah.
Look, kids, I'm just glad he's not making fun of my golf game.
Simulator golf is not good for your game. I'm just going to get out there and say it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm on a false hope there.
I thought the discussion was good.
All right. So I'm about to go over the Raicy's Cubana C5 Raicy's. Black. Raicy's?
Mm-hmm. Not even close. All right.
Which the company says is the strongest of its new cigar. Also has an Esteli Nicaraguan leaf in the binder. Some of its power comes from the Honduran wrapper grown in Trojes, using the fifth priming leaves from the top atop a tobacco plant. C5 Black draws its name and inspiration from El Corte Cinco, or the fifth priming, when the last and uppermost leaf, known for their rich, full-bodied character, are harvested from the plant. The premier wrapper is the cornerstone of C5 Black, infusing with a deep complexity and bold flavor profile, paired with carefully selected tobaccos from the two renowned regions in Honduras. The result is a cigar that both intensifies and captivating, delivering an unforgettable smoking experience from start to finish. The wrapper is Honduras Trojes, the binder is Honduras Jamastran and Nicaraguan Esteli, the filler is Honduras Jamastran and Trojes.
Jamastran.
Well, it seems like that's the three leaves they use for most of their line. And so, just like, some of the other stuff, this cigar was okay. It wasn't my favorite. We all know what my favorite was, if you listened to it earlier. But if you don't, it was the Liga Del Reyes.
Yeah, this wasn't working for me. It was quite bitter up front. The rest of my notes here, a few burn line touch-ups. Kind of white pepper seems to actually, completely dominate the flavor of the C5 Black. Some wet cardboard thing, I don't know, happening on the on the finish.
So what size did y'all get?
I don't know.
I think ours would have been the Robusto. I think Rich and I got the same.
Did you split sizes again?
Sampler pack.
I split sizes on all four of these.
Okay. That makes this interesting.
I thought it would make it interesting.
I actually wrote down these words. This is not working in any measure of harmony. So I actually paired this with a very nice Evil Twin German Pils that was conditioned in oak. I really like the beer. I did not like this cigar.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's talk about the drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the cigar was okay. I mean, like I said, you had a construction issue. I didn't have a construction issue. And I think you and me, Benjamin, got the same one of these.
Okay.
So
I didn't. I found the construction on these, all of these, to be pretty good.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was yours a little nubby guy?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what me and you got. Yeah, you got the Robusto, didn't you?
Yeah, I got the Robusto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I definitely felt that these are not as strong as they're advertised. Just like before, I like a good strong cigar, and this is not it for me. It was at best maybe a medium. Bold.
I mean,
maybe a medium.
I definitely agree with medium bold, but I think that construction quality, this is something that I found out, through going through this lineup, is I didn't have any construction issues. No, you guys might have had some construction issues. I don't know.
Well, I think it's also really tough to nail that down, because imagine if you had a box of these things.
Yeah.
Not all 20 or 25 or whatever are going to smoke perfectly.
Sure. Sure.
Right. It's a trick that, my old man kind of always encouraged me to do Anytime I was, you know, buying cigars and going into that box kind of size, kind of try to grab one from the middle just because of the ones on the outside, you know, maybe the box has a little bit of an air leak, you know, or something like that. And so the ones on the outside aren't getting all the cake.